Let's pray. Father, we give you the glory today, Lord. First day of the year. It is a new beginning, Lord. And I just pray that we're just seeking you first, Father. That we're listening to you every day this year, Father. Your word tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us, Father. I want those things, Lord, this year. I want the love and the joy and the peace and the patience and the kindness and the gentleness and the faithfulness and the self-control just to pour over all our hearts, Father, as we seek to give you glory every day of our lives. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy New Year, everybody. There's more people here than I thought was going to be here. I love beginnings. I love fresh starts. In fact, there was a song by Chicago that I thought about earlier this week that I wanted to sing. Well, I'm not going to sing it, but I'll say it because I'm talking to Jesus when I say that. When I say these words, when I'm with you, it doesn't matter where we are or what we're doing. I'm with you. That's all that matters. Only the beginning of what I feel, what I want to feel forever. Only the beginning. Only just the start. I've got to get you into my life. Got to get you next to me. Only the beginning. Only just where you start. 1969 Chicago. Praise God. In the beginning of my life in ministry, which was 1995, the Lord gave me these verses that I felt like has stuck with me, and whenever I think about the beginning, I think about these verses, and I'm in the Old Testament today, sorry, in the letter I sent out, I told you I was going to finish Philippians today, and it's just not going to happen because I changed. Hey, Swale, how you doing? It's good to see you. Hey, Jamie. Praise God. I just wanted to change it up, and the message I was going to do today, I think it's going to fit in January 22nd or 23rd, along that line. Anyway, Ezekiel 3, 1 through 3. This was for me. Maybe it's for you. Ezekiel wrote, and he said to me, son of man, this is God talking to Ezekiel, son of man, eat whatever you find here. Eat this scroll and go and speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth and he gave me this scroll to eat. And he said to me, son of man, feed your belly with this scroll that I give you and fill your stomach with it. Then I ate it, and it was in my mouth, and it was sweet as honey. I love those verses. Those verses have stuck with me since 1995. Every time I get into the Word, I think about those scriptures because I want to keep eating the scroll. This is the scroll. I want to keep eating it. I want to keep going and speaking it. I want my mouth to be filled and my heart to be filled with me. And I love when he said, son of man, feed your belly with this scroll that I give you and fill your stomach with it. I ate and it was in my mouth as sweet as honey. And then he goes on in verses 10 and 11. Moreover, he said to me, son of man, all my words that I shall speak to you, receive in your heart. It's very important for us as believers to receive the words in our heart and hear with your ears and go to the exiles, go to the people and speak to them and say to them, thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or whether they refuse. You know, and I'm standing before you, you know, so many years later, 21 years later, you know, saying, I'm still going to want all his words. I still want to receive them in my heart. I still want to hear them in my ears. And I hope that's what you long for in this year in 2017. And your listening guide today, which is really not a listening guide, just a sheet of paper that I came in here on Wednesday to put this together because everybody talks about their New Year's resolutions and, you know, hearing these verses. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm still going to hear with my ears every year of my life. I'm still going to receive his words with my heart because I feel that what he wants us to do. So I ask you these three questions. You know, how do you plan on growing in your relationship with God this year? Have you thought about it yet? How am I going to grow this year? What is 2017 going to look like for me with my relationship with God, with my relationship with my spouse or my family? And then the other two questions are, what are your ingredients to delighting yourself in the Lord? And I'm going to read Psalm 37 in a second. And then right now, what are the desires of your heart for yourself and your family and your friends? Because we get a new start right now. This is January 1st, 2017. We got a fresh start to start all over. You know, the writer Jeremiah the prophet, he wrote in Lamentations, his mercies are new every morning, and we should feel those every day. We should understand that his word is there for us, that he's here with us, that he wants to do great things through us, that he wants to use us. So I want you to ponder those three questions, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to share, because I feel in my heart that there's going to be people here that are going to share today that's going to touch somebody else's heart. Yeah, I want to do that. Yeah, I want to see more of the Lord. I want to sense his spirit in my heart this year. Psalm 37, I just want to read the first 11 verses, and then we'll get in to hear what you all have to say. And I love the subtitle in the ESV version. It says, he will not forsake his saints. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what happened to you in 2016, we have a fresh start in 2017. And the first words he says in verse 1, fret not yourself because of evildoers. Do not be envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. And then he gives us some things that I feel like we need to do this year. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Isn't that beautiful? I want to call faithfulness my friend. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I'd like everybody to read that verse 4 right now. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Love that verse. That's a promise from his word. He says in verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. What a way to start out 2017. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as light, and your justice as the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourselves over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself, it tends only to evil. For the evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait upon the Lord shall inherit the land. In just a little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully at his place, he will not be there. But the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in the abundant peace. So I pray that these verses minister to you today, and I'm going to open it up here in a second to hear from some of you all. What would you like to share? What would you want to share with somebody when it, you know, and what's your plan for growing in your relationship with God this year? We want to do our best to spur you on to get into his word, to get into fellowship, to get into serving, to be disciple. What are your ingredients to delight yourself in the Lord? Right now, what are the desires of your heart for yourself, your family, and friends? Now I'm going to have Mr. Mike Mann, who plays drum full-time, Mike Mann part-time. So anybody would like to share any one of those three questions? Or
I can see you. That's right.
Praise.
Jeff knows when I wear the jacket. That means I'm going to speak, right? So Nick sent these out to the elders and asked us to look at them. And I've got to apologize. I'm not feeling well. I misinterpreted the first scripture, and I actually ate a scroll this morning. So I'm not feeling well.
Eric, I love you, brother.
Right. Not honey. The answer to the first question for me, how do I plan on growing in my relationship with God this year? So there's a lot of different areas. And I brought my book because I filled it up. Actually, I just wrote down a few things. Patience. I think the Lord wants to work on my patience. Anybody with kids knows that. Self-control, my emotions, those go into my patience, whether it's with my kids or with sports or whatever I'm doing. Knowledge, so just like Nick said and like we read from the verse about eating the scroll. But I had one that really stuck out to me, and that was doing more for others. And I think God's been putting that on my heart recently, that I need to kind of step out and I need to help others in whatever way that is. And so I think that's something that myself and as a church, I think we're really going to try to do this year. And we've talked about it. We want to really get the go going and gather, grow, and go. And so whether it's helping somebody move or getting out in the neighborhoods, handing things out like some of us have done, that's going to be an area where I plan on growing. Next question. What are the ingredients to delighting yourself in the Lord? Well, I found two verses. John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commands. And John 15:14. You are my friends if you do what I command. So when I read those, what I heard was obedience. So I think those are the main ingredients to me, is to be obedient. Be obedient what God says in His Word. And those verses that I found for helping others were actually from John 15 as well. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And so that's what I'd like to be obedient with this year. The last question. Right now, what are the desires of your heart for yourself, your family, and your friends? So I'll read Psalm 37:4 again, which was, take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And my desire this year is that myself, my family, my friends, our church family, that we would be more impactful in whatever way that is. And to be impactful means having a major impact or effect. And so that would be the desire of my heart this year, that we as a church, that I as an individual, would be more impactful.
I have a very deep desire this morning to have enough faith to step out of the boat and walk on water. Mm-hmm. And I think everything else will fall into place then.
Beautiful. Beautiful. William Duffy the Fifth.
Got something from Scripture that all of us turn to Zephaniah all the time whenever we need something. How many of you read Zephaniah this year? Okay. Last part of Zephaniah. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight, and He will quiet you in His love, and He will rejoice over you with singing. Delight yourself in the Lord. Why do you delight yourself in the Lord? Because the Lord is delighted with you. He's already delighted with you. He's rejoicing over you with singing. You're the apple of His eye. This year, I think that we need to realize that that's really true. That we can delight ourselves in the Lord because He's delighted in us. How do you delight in something? You spend time with it. When my grandson comes over, I'm really delighted. It lights me up. I know the Father is the same way with each one of us. He's delighted whenever we come and spend time with Him. So if you truly want to delight yourself in the Lord, spend some time with Him. And I'm not talking about I have to set aside an hour each day and be in the Scriptures for 25 minutes of that half hour or whatever time I set. Every time you just happen to think of the Lord, you're with Him. He's in you. You don't have to set aside a certain period of time because He's with you all the time. And He's delighting in you. So all you need to do is take time to just feel that and then be delighted in the fact that He is delighted in you. That's what I would do. And as for what my desires are, we've heard already from John a little bit about follow my commandments, idea of obedience. He only gave us two real commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your soul. And love your neighbor as yourself. That's what I'd like to see all of us doing this year. If we could live those two commandments fully, we wouldn't have to worry about anything else. Because if God's delighted in us, and He takes His joy in us, and He rejoices over us with singing, our hearts just respond by doing what He's asked us to do.
Anybody else got some wisdom to lay out? Band leader, praise God. Pete, thank you for the songs today.
That was, as far as how to delight yourself, David in the Psalms had a period where he was having trouble doing that, and he wrote that he had to remind himself of the things that God had done. So when things aren't going the way that makes it easy, to remind yourself that God has taken care of this and God has taken care of this helps you to be able to know that He's still here. He's not going back on a promise. He's pushing me through this, and that helps to be able to delight in what He's doing for you now.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Stacy.
I agree with what Pete said. I wrote the same thing, both looking back to what God has already done for us as a reminder of His character and His faithfulness, and then looking ahead to the lessons that will be learned while you're in the valley. I tend to write the future, live in the present, but also thinking ahead to what am I supposed to get from this, and how much sweeter life will be and my relationship with God will be once I'm through this valley.
Amen. Beautiful. Anybody else? People are lying enough. Jason, that's good, bro.
So I'll try not to speak too loud with the small little sleeping baby here, but the mic works. So God has pressed on me to help support this church through the grow and the go, and to support the gathering. So kind of following in line with Eric's thing and wanting to reach out further to the community. Two things that I've committed to help coordinate and help support this church this next quarter, actually. One you see on the present PowerPoint each Sunday is the men's conference coming up in March. There's still tickets left and still opportunity for that for the men. I know the women are working on their own conference as well to go to. The second is for anybody and everybody, and this is the one where we're going to reach out to others within the community, and that's a Matt Chandler Mingling of Souls Marriage Conference here at the church. It's February, Friday the 10th and Saturday the 11th in the morning. So Friday evening, Saturday morning. And those are two places where God at this point has pressed on me to help gather and grow and go for here at the church.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. And we'll be getting more information out about that. There's a poster in the fellowship hall of the event happening in Liberty in March that you can see who's speaking there and stuff. I think Eric's speaking there. Praise God. But it'll be great, definitely. In fact, there's a bulletin board in the fellowship hall that shows all the Bible studies we're going to be doing in the men this year. Anybody else? Oh. Jeff's pointing to somebody. Hi, Sarah. Hey, John.
One of the things that I'm going to do to delight myself in the Lord this year is I have got a bucket. And starting today, every time I am blessed, every time prayer is answered, I am writing it down on a piece of paper and I'm putting it in the bucket. On December 31st, 2017, I'm going to dump that bucket out and I'm going to be reminded of how many times I was blessed and my prayers were answered by God.
Keep have this picture of Betty walking on the water and Bill's in a in a wheelchair walking on the water. Praise God. Saying amen. Anybody else like to share? Praise God. Praise God. Keith, you want to go ahead? Keith has a ministry opportunity. He's going to share with us.
Good morning, church. Happy New Year. First, I'd like to answer the questions because I was asked them, and you should hear from those that you have elected as elders of this church. And my commitment to you is to be here for you. And some very exciting things are happening. But my plan on growing in my relationship with God this year is kind of what Eric said, in obedience, being obedient to God. That's what he wants from us, isn't it? I mean, our obedience is for our good, yes. He knows better than we do. He's large and in charge, and we're supposed to follow him. I mean, Jesus came because he knew we couldn't be obedient, to die for us so that we can continue this journey with him here on earth and in heaven. So, the verse came to me, and it took me a while to find it. It's 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. So, and that's also delighting. I think when you delight in God, that's when it's not a burden. So, obedience definitely, and that's in delighting myself is to follow him, to find out what his desires are, so that they become my desires. Being the last question, and my desire for myself, for my family, for all of you is that we continue to discover who he is. Because who we think he is not who he is. Because he's more. He's more than who we think he is. But coming up, and I'll go back, about 4 years ago, and this goes back to the obedience thing. 4 years ago, God put a ministry in front of me that I said, okay, yeah, that would be really cool to go to. And he's been telling me for the past 4 years, no, Keith, I want you to go to this thing. And it's called Stephen Ministries. And it's basically the lay people being trained to care for one another, to love one another, to go through, it's one-on-one, basically through referrals. So, and I'm going to show you a video in a second. Donna, did that PowerPoint load? No? Okay. That's all right. I'll basically read through it. I'll give you a couple of numbers. So one-on-one, it's a one-on-one ministry. So you go, the person who feels called to this goes through 50 hours of training. fit the out. So I'm going down on January 8th for a week of training, but I'm not going to be a Stevens minister. I'm going to be someone who trains the Stevens minister, which kind of sounds funny. So I won't be a Stevens minister until I train myself after 50 hours of training. So, which is kind of interesting. So it's one-on-one. Stevens Ministries has been around for a long time. They have over 12,000 congregations across the country and the world that are caring for people. And, oh, there you go. And that was in 2014. So basically what's going on is it's when, and see, God has been confirming this over and over again to me through what's happening in our community, the last being the Legg family who lost their son. So in that instance, a Stevens minister would be referred to them so that they can be with them through whatever they're going through and as long as they need. They usually meet 1 hour a week, but phone contact, but actually meeting with them, and they stay with them as long as they need. Can you go to the next one? Let's see. You can go to the next one. So a team of 20 ministers can provide more than 1,000 hours of one-on-one Christ-centered care each year. Go to the next one. So there's the 12,000 congregations worldwide, and that's of 2014. Go ahead. More than 70,000 pastors, staff, lay leaders have attended a leadership training course, which I'll be going to. So 600,000 Stephen ministers or leaders have trained more than 600,000 Stephen ministers. So they know what they're doing. Millions of hurting people, congregation members, and people who have no church home have been blessed by the care and support of a Stephen minister. Next one. So they've been over 40 years of this. So, and it's part of our equipping. We're supposed to be equipped to go. We know, yes, we gather real well. We grow real well. But like everyone has been saying, we don't do the go thing real well. And I think this is one of the things that God has placed in front of us that I'm presenting to you. Because I have no idea. I'm doing this strictly out of obedience to God. I'm going to this. I'm going to come back. We'll set up. I want you to start praying about it. If you feel this is something, you can go to StevensMinistries.org, get more information. You can call me, contact me. We're going to see a video to help you explain a little bit more about it, if Donald wants to show that.
Stephen Ministry is a place where people can come who are hurting. Could be from a loss of a family member. It could be a loss of a job.
It's a caring ministry. It's for people who are going through crisis in their life.
As a caregiver in the Stephen Ministry, I walk alongside and show Christ's love to the care receivers.
Typically, the care receiver themselves comes up with the answer, but it is process-oriented. Not results-oriented. We're not there to fix them.
But they need a Christian friend to sound it out and to listen to them in a confidential manner. Typically, we will meet with our care receivers about an hour and a half a week.
It's an opportunity for the person to just share whatever they're ready for that day. And if they're not ready, they're not ready. The key is to make them feel very comfortable.
To listen to them intently.
And ask her, what are your prayer needs? What should we pray for this week? And during my prayer time, I pray for her.
That's the gift that Christ gives us, the gift of mercy.
No one likes to go through pain alone, and it's a good opportunity to lead them to Christ if they're not already, or to strengthen their walk.
We are the caregiver, and Christ is in the center as the cure giver in all the situations.
We can help them to be uplifted and be closer to God through this crisis.
He's using me and the other Stephen ministers as his ambassadors to show that he does exist and that he does love his children.
And it's just very rewarding to know that you've helped someone walk a very difficult path and to get them to the other side.
So that's it in a nutshell. But so I'll report more to you because I'm still learning when I come back. And I'm actually going to be able to speak in front of you on the 29th. But what is neat about it is that it's totally referral-based. So you can be the referraler. Like if you hear something in your neighborhood, in your community, you can refer them to a Stephen's Ministry person, Stephen's minister. And they don't have to be a believer. That's what's so awesome about it, is that it can care for people who don't even believe in God and lead them to Jesus himself, who is the ultimate healer. Going back to growing your relationship, in order to grow a relationship, just like Bill kind of said that when his grandson comes over, you know, he's spending time with him. So in order to grow a relationship, you actually have to spend time. And so other things have to be set aside. So that's in a plan for the new year. Are you planning on spending more time? Who are you planning on spending more time with is the question. So I'm very excited. There's another thing I want to talk very briefly about, and that is, you know, sometimes you're blind until you see, and then when you see, you might not see clearly. And there's something going on in the back that's another obedience thing for God. So I'm not going to say too much about it, but if at some point in the next few weeks or whenever, if you're back there, just look to the back. Just look out the back. We actually own that property back there. I don't know, did anybody know we own the property behind us? Who knew we owned it? Yeah. And it's just sitting there. And another thing that God has been telling me is that we need to till the soil. And because it needs to be used. And I believe, okay, we got 15 minutes. If I ask you what the greatest need you thought this church was, besides a full-time maintenance person and associate pastor, what would you say? That was supposed to be funny, but I guess not. If I ask, so here's another question. What's the greatest need you see this church needing right now? What's that, Pete? A vision? Space? My lovely life said? Yes. A place for the youth. And that's what I see. We have this awesome youth ministry that gathers in here. We got to move the chairs, which is no big deal, but, you know, youth are youth. They need space. And that is space back there. And my vision, Pete, is coming alongside the school, because the school has plans and vision to expand. And there's a great opportunity to tell you, because it's the first day of the new year. You know, we are in the process of the coming along with the school and putting another building behind this building for classrooms because they're growing. And so we're in that process right now and figuring out all those details. And my vision is in that back space, it's 4 acres. I mean, go back there. It's big space. So my vision is to have eventually a building specifically for the youth back there, modular building. We can get them real cheap. Not cheap, but and put it back there and have soccer fields, football fields. I even have the vision of a covered field for our youth so they can be back there 365 days of the year. So that's the vision that's been placed on me, but and out of obedience, I started clearing the back lot. That's why you can see it now. And sometimes, like, you can't see until you can see. And it's I'm very excited. Every time I go back there, I've been pulling vines out of trees. You ever, you know, these vines are crazy. They go up to these trees and they're strangling them. They're killing them. So I'm yanking them out so that the trees can live. But God's been telling me that's our lives. You know, we can have things in our lives that we know we own, but they're actually can be strangling us until we clear it out and let Him take ownership. I mean, there's briars and brush that needs to be cut away so you can actually see. Same thing for me and my sin. Until that's all taken away, I can't see who I am, and I can't see who He is. So very, very exciting times, I think. But again, I'm not here to sell anything. I'm here to tell you what the Lord's been showing me and vision and out of obedience I'm. And because it's costing me. It's costing me time. And it's costing me money. But it's all His anyways. So can't wait to see what happens next.
Anybody else like to share? I found a passage in Proverbs chapter 2 that I wanted to close with because we have a few minutes and I just want to read them to you because I really think it's something would help you grow in your relationship with God. And that's Proverbs chapter 2, 15 verses, only 3 sentences. Pretty cool. It says, "My son, if you receive my words, treasure up my commands within you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding. Yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it like hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." I mean, look at those first 5 verses. It says it all. We have to receive His words. We have to treasure them. We have to treasure His commands. We have to hear them. We have to incline our heart to understand it. We have to call out for it. We have to raise our voice. We have to seek it like we would silver and search for it like a hidden treasure. So if you desire to do those things, if you make a commitment or resolution or to grow in your relationship with God, those are the things you need to do if you want to see that fulfilled in your life. And it says, the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord, He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He's a shield to those whose walk is integrity. He's guarding the paths of justice and watching over the ways of saints. And then the last 6 verses, 1 sentence. If you decide to do all these things, the Word of God says, then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity and every good thing. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you. Understanding will guard you, delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverted speech, who forsake the path of unrighteousness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversiveness of evil, men whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. That's the Word of God, and that's what I desire to happen. I mean, if I answered the question for you, how do I plan on growing in my relationship with Him? I'm going to keep eating. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep speaking. What are the ingredients to delight yourself in the Lord? Feeding on His Word. Filling my heart and my mind with His Word. Worshiping, fellowshipping, discipling, evangelism, ministry. Those 5 things we want to do here at this church. And I get excited about doing that. One of the desires of my heart for myself is to be loving, to spread joy and peace in the Word of God. And I want to close if the band wants to come forward. I don't have this on PowerPoint, But if you open up your Bible to Ephesians 6, I just want to read a few verses there. And it's going to lead us into an offering and lead us into what was going to happen here. Ephesians 6:14, if you look that up on your phone or have that in, have your Bible with you, open that up, 6:14 through 20. This could be a great desire for you for 2017. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace, in all circumstances. In 2017, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Take on the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, the Word of God says, keep alert. Keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that my words may be given to me, and opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. I'm going to be talking about ambassadors next week. And I just pray that the messages, that the words will spur you on to live the life He created you to live. Ushers, if you want to come forward. We'll pray. We'll take our first offering of 2017 and we'll worship and we'll stand and we'll proclaim. And if anybody needs prayer for 2017, anybody wants to pray for someone else, maybe somebody's been put on your heart to minister to. Father, just thank you for this first Sunday, Lord. Thank you that we can look into your word and make plans. Your word says you have plans for us, plans not to harm us, but to give us a hope and to give us a future, Father. And I pray that each one of us are serious about you in 2017, that they want to grow in you. Peter told us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to give Him glory now and forever. And that's what we're going to do here. That's our vision. That's our vision, to love God and to love others and live missionally. That's our vision, to gather and to grow and to go and disciple one another as we fellowship with one another, as we serve one another, Father, as we take the gospel and go outside these walls and share it with the people that you strategically put in our path even before we were born, your word says, Father. So, Father, I ask that you, well, first, I thank you for 2016. I thank you for the people that are here. Father, I thankful for all the things that are going on. Father, I'm thankful that we're going to grow in our missions giving this year in 2017, Father. And I thank you that you bless us in 2017 and bless those who give, Father. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.